Roman numeral number 3. Righteousness is related to God's outward acts, ways, actions, and activities. A. Everything God does is righteous. B. Whatever God is in His justice and righteousness constitutes His righteousness. Roman numeral number 4. God is righteous in the blood of Jesus, His Son. A. God is faithful in His word and righteous in the blood of Jesus, His Son. B. His word is the word of the truth of His gospel, which tells us that He will forgive us our sins because of Christ. The blood of Christ has fulfilled His righteous requirements that He might forgive us our sins. C. To forgive us is to release us from the offense of our sins, whereas to cleanse us is to wash us from the stain of our unrighteousness. Roman numeral number 5. Righteousness is related to the kingdom of God. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Chapter 8, verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. A. The church life is the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is righteousness. B. God's throne is established with righteousness as the foundation. C. Where God's righteousness is, there His kingdom is also. D. In the Old Testament, righteousness is often synonymous with a kingdom. E. Where there is righteousness, everything is headed up in a proper way. This is the kingdom. F. Righteousness first issues in the image of God, and then righteousness establishes the kingdom of God. 1. In Romans 8, we have righteousness in God's image. 2. In Romans 14, we have righteousness in God's kingdom. 3. Both the image and the kingdom are based on righteousness. G. To say that righteousness will dwell in the new heavens and new earth means that everything will be in order, headed up, and regulated. 1 Peter 2:24, who Himself bore up our sins in His body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. 2 Peter 3:13, but according to His promise, we are expecting new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. 1. Everything will be governed, controlled, and under the proper rule, for the throne of God, the kingdom, the divine administration will be there. 2. The result will be peace and joy.